Thoughts on Jude. Jude 12. Blemishes. Really, it's blemishes in the ecclesia. Let me read the verse to you. Jude 12. These men, these false teachers, these dreamers, these men who've changed the gospel, these men are blemishes at your love feast, eating with you without the slightest qualm. Shepherds who feed only themselves, and so on. But I'll leave it there. Let's look at this. These men are blemishes at your love feasts. They eat with you without the slightest qualm. They are shepherds, or professing shepherds, or accepted as shepherds, who feed only themselves. Jude 12. You will notice this. Jude is not talking about some problem out there. It's in some other place. How often we must hear this. This problem in this passage in that we're really looking at this morning has nothing to do with us. It's to do with out there. No, my friend. Charity begins at home. So does conviction. So does application. Make sure that we are not in the guilty position in these things. No, Jude is saying, not saying, this is out there. Another feature I notice about much teaching is preachers are pretty good at dealing with problems of the 15th, 16th, and 17th centuries. Luther's problems, Calvin's problems, you know, the Puritans' problems, all that kind of thing, 500 years ago. No, my friend, this is bang up to date. Look what Jude says. Today, right among you, they are blemishes at your love feasts. They're eating with you. I'm not talking about something out there. I'm talking about what's going on with you. Eating with you without the slightest qualm. Shepherds, pastors, that's the word you would use today. Ministers, elders, that kind of word. These are the men who are preaching to you. They're standing in your pulpits. This is what he's saying to them. If they ever had a pulpit or whatever they did in those days, you know, whatever it is, these men are with you now. But they're feeding only themselves and so on. Now, the worst thing we could do is dismiss this and say this is nothing to say to us. This is something back in the 14th, 15th, whatever that kind of... No, it's ridiculous. This is now. They're eating with you, your love feast. Probably this is the meal that they were eating at the Lord's Supper. Pastors, teaching shepherds, that kind of word. They feed only themselves. They're in it for themselves. I've written a book on self, the veneer. Is it reality or veneer? There's so much about the selfie, self today, the promotion of self. Preaching is about self, self-goodwill, self-feeling, self-estimate, self-assurance, you know, that kind of thing. These men are full of it. They're self-assured. They're smug. It's not us, they're saying. It's not us, it's somebody else. It's not here. They're doing it without the slightest qualm. This is a terrible picture. They're confident, smug. It's not us, not me. We're all right, yeah. The true man has a sense of his weakness, his humility, the sense of his own hypocrisy, the sense of his own feebleness, the failure and sin, yes. We're not talking about the lack of authority. The authority of these men is in themselves. They got big image, big self-image. They cultivate it. They practice in front of mirrors. They make sure their tan is right or their haircut is right or whatever it is. Oh, remember, these people are lording over God's assembly. Remember, Peter speaks about it in 1 Peter 5. In the previous book to this, the 3rd of John, Diotrephes is mentioned. These men are about, they were there in the apostolic days, and we haven't got rid of them. Are you awake, my friend? It did not die out 2,000 years ago. Blemishes. Look what we do to get rid of blemishes. Oh, I've got a pimple on my face. What do we do? Do we tolerate blemishes in our ecclesia? Do we? Oh, God forgive us. Well, he won't forgive us if we don't do something about it, surely. We've got to do something about it. This is what Jude says. Up and be working. I'm urging you, he said. I felt I had to write to you. What for? So that you might know these things? No, so that you might contend earnestly, strongly, powerfully. What for? For the gospel, the faith, once entrusted, once revealed, once made known to the saints. This is our time for responsibility, my friend. We're passing the baton on to the next generation. What are we going to pass on?